Local environmentalist Dr. Ronald Murray said despite the many environmental changes over the past decade, many persons remain unconvinced that climate change is an issue of concern.
I joined the Ministry of Health and the Environment back in 1996. I went to Orange Hill and we drank coconut from a tree. And 10 years later when I went back, the tree wasn't there. The stump of that tree was 2 meters out in the sea. You tell me what that is. I wouldn't define it for you. You look at the northern side of St. Vincent and the coastline, they tell me, has receded some 200 meters over the last 10 years. You tell me what that is. We are a young country, volcanically young island, you know, prone to erosion. 65% of our population below the age of 35. So our population is young, our soil is young, but climate change is a reality. And as I looked through these handouts, I saw where one was said, where we live is vulnerable. Well, let me say, the whole of St. Vincent is vulnerable. Therefore, it demands that you as individuals, each one of us, take the responsibility to act upon what is reality, the reality that climate change brings.
Dr. Murray said St. Vincent and the Grenadines, like many parts of the world, are experiencing drastic changes in weather patterns.
Anybody remember what was the high temperature last week? I remember. I was roasting in Kingston. It was 33.3 degrees Celsius. That is temperature that we saw in the Kalahari, not in St. Vincent. But that was St. Vincent a week ago. What is that? The climate is changing. There's no doubt about that. And the changes are the kind that are in the negative direction as far as we're concerned. We are in the midst of what is generally our most rainy season of the year. But the folks from the Water Authority and the disaster people tell you that the amount of rain we have received so far for the year is below what is expected. The levels of the water in our country, in the reserves, is below what we expected. So what is that? You tell me. It's not only the water issue that we are seeing, but the kind of change we're having. Even the plants don't seem to understand what is happening anymore. So the fruits don't bear at the time they should bear anymore. And when they bear, sometimes they just stop, shed all the fruits. Ask me what is happening to them. It's all a result of the change in climate conditions.
Dr. Murray said these changes are threatening to retard the pace of economic development, particularly in small economies like St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
These changes in climatic conditions threaten to change our whole economic development. In fact, it threatens to retard our development, and the UN has said that climate change impacts in the region can push back their economic development by 50 years. Now, you don't want to go back 50 years. But we are saying that climate change has the potential to push our economic development back 50 years. So what can we do? Can we change the climate? St. Vincent and the Grenadines cannot push climate change back. But we can do something about it. We cannot stop the change that is happening. The scientific data has said to us that there's so much carbon dioxide already in the atmosphere that even if we do all that we can now, the impacts are going to hit us for the next 100 years. But we can reduce the level of the impact. And so we have to do something about it.
Local environmentalist Dr. Ronald Murray, Bertil Maloney, reporting for NBC News.